we're all looking at these real estate figures and seeing homes just off the market in minutes, new construction, numbers that we've never seen before. Everybody asks Amber Flynn, Jared, how long is it going to last? Well, one of the reasons it's lasting, Amber, is interest rates have stayed low for longer than most of us can remember. But there are other factors that are involved in this. Like what?
Absolutely. One of the other things that we're seeing, and of course this can, you know, take all political affiliations out of it. You know, we are seeing the big city exodus hitting our area in the Upper Cumberland, you know, like never before. The number of folks that we have that are moving here from other states, from even other countries, but certainly coming out of the big cities for a slower place of life, for more safety concerns, for just population concerns in general. You know, that the Upper Cumberland is a safe haven, you know, for people who are looking to escape, you know, the big city craziness. And whether it's the ecotourism that brings them this way for the first time, and, you know, they've gone to visit our parks and our falls, and then they fall in love with the area. We see that all the time. They don't have family here. It's not a job transfer. They just happen to come in, you know, because of some of the great things that this area affords. And then they're like, oh, there's no state income tax. Oh, there's, you know, friendly to small business. Oh, there's plenty of job opportunities. You know, it's bringing in a lot of folks from other parts of the country, and we continue to see growth because of that.
And it seems people like the fact that if they do want those big city amenities, you're an hour away from
it. Absolutely. Can't beat it.
Yeah. The virus and the election, is that playing a part in?
Well, you know, this is normally the time every 4 years where we start to see a slowdown in the market. There's going to be some uncertainty about the election. It always happens. But here we are in August, and we're still moving right along. Normally about this time, people have pumped the brakes when it comes to making large financial decisions. But we're not seeing that as much. But there's definitely some uncertainty about it. Is there going to be a resurgence with the virus? You know, are we going to be quarantined here at home again? And if so, hey, maybe I'll go ahead and get a new house, you know, before that happens. Am I going to have the reality of homeschooling my children, you know, in the near future? So many questions that these, you know, we laugh about the unprecedented times, quote unquote, phrase that we see and hear over and over again. But it's the truth, and it's our reality. And so people are adapting. They're finding, you know, ways to create new normals, you know, in their homes. And I think that that's a big reason why even here in Cookeville and Upper Cumberland area, our numbers continue to grow and to skyrocket. It's not only people coming in from the big cities. You know, it's not only commercial and investors. It's just regular folks like you and me who are moving up in house or downsizing because they're going nearing retirement age, you know, or maybe they're, you know, buying a house for the very first time. I mean, we're seeing a little bit of all of it.
Our advice for you, if you're thinking about buying, is think about all those factors. Interest rates, the big city exodus, and what the current events of the day mean for your home value. With Amber Flynn Jarrett, our at-home expert.